The people of Israel had routed the mighty Syrian army of Ben-Hadad. The prophet of the Lord, who had announced this great victory, went to Ahab, king of Israel, and said, "Strengthen your position and see what must be done. The king of Syria will attack you again." When Ben-Hadad returned to Damascus, his officials said to him, "Their God is a god of the hills. That is why they were too strong for us. But if we fight them on the plains, we will certainly overcome them. Raise an army with horses and chariots, and replace the kings with military commanders. Then we can fight Israel on the plains, and we will certainly win." Ben-Hadad agreed and acted accordingly. The next year he mustered the Syrians and went out to fight against Israel. This time he did not go up to Samaria. He went no further than a town called Aphek in the plains. The Israelites also mustered their little army. They were given provisions and marched out to meet the enemy. Divided into two troops, they camped opposite the Syrians. They were like two small flocks of goats, while the Syrians covered the countryside. Once again the prophet went to Ahab and said, "This is what the Lord says. Because the Syrians think the Lord is a god of the hills and not a god of the valleys, I will deliver this vast army into your hands, and you will know that I am the Lord." For 7 days they camped opposite each other, and on the seventh day the battle was joined. The Israelites inflicted heavy losses on the Syrian foot soldiers. 100,000 men fell that day. The rest of the army escaped to the city of Aphek, where the wall collapsed on 27,000 men. Ben-Hadad also fled to Aphek and hid in an inner room. His officials said to him, "Look, we have heard that the kings of Israel are merciful. Let us go clothed in sackcloth with ropes round our necks. Perhaps he will spare your life." So they went to Ahab wearing sackcloth with ropes round their necks as a sign of submission and said to him, "Your servant Ben-Hadad says, 'Please let me live.'" The king answered, "Is he still alive? He is my brother." The men took this as a good sign and were quick to say, "Yes, your brother Ben-Hadad." "Go and get him," Ahab said. When Ben-Hadad came out, the king made him come into his chariot. "I will return the cities my father took from your father," Ben-Hadad offered, "and you may set up your own market areas in Damascus, as my father did in Samaria." So Ahab made a treaty with him and let him go. He set free a lifelong enemy of Israel that God had delivered into his hands. Just then one of the prophets received a word from the Lord. "Strike me with your weapon," he said to his companion, but the man refused. The prophet said, "Because you have not obeyed the Lord, as soon as you leave me, you will die." As the man went away, he was attacked and killed by a lion. The prophet found another man and said, "Strike me, please." So the man struck and wounded him. Then the prophet went and stood by the road waiting for the king. He had wrapped his face with his headband to disguise himself. As the king passed by, the prophet called out to him. "Your servant went into the battle," he said, "and someone came to me with a prisoner, saying, 'Guard this man. If he gets away, it will be your life for his life.' While your servant was busy here and there, the man disappeared." Ahab replied, "That is your sentence. You have pronounced it yourself." Then the prophet quickly removed the headband, and Ahab recognized him as one of the prophets. The man of God said to the king, "This is what the Lord says. You have set free a man on whom I had passed judgment. Therefore it is your life for his life, your people for his people." Sullen and very angry, Ahab returned to his palace in Samaria. Next episode, Naboth's Vineyard.